Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is February 6th, 2013.
We almost got it wrong.
I know.
and it's episode 467.
And according to Subway, it's
468.
February.
468.
According to Subway, it's February.
February.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You fucked it up just like the commercial.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Except for they're paid lots of money and I'm not.
Yesterday was National Pancake Day. And
IHOP had a special,
wish
right?
that I would have gone to IHOP.
And today is I don't give a shit day. Not really. Because I would love to go to IHOP.
It's
and
recording
eat some pancakes.
A Foul Monkeys recording day.
Which is also we don't give a shit day.
they don't give a shit day.
It's an every. That,
it could be everyone does not give a shit
every
day.
Wednesday
truth,
of the month.
True.
Every third Wednesday of the month, we don't give a shit.
Oh, and apparently.
Because we don't record.
Well,
a live show.
Apparently, I also got called out by one of our listeners.
Oh, you did?
For not saying his name correctly.
Oh, who did you not say right?
Let me get his phonetic spelling tweet real quick. DeAndre.
Oh, DeAndre. I said, yes. No.
DeAndre.
He didn't say it right.
Well, it says it way Willy. It's DeAndre.
I think he has it confused.
I could have said DeAndre.
Because I listened today and he said it.
The loud one. Here's the thing. I purposely said it wrong, by the way.
And then I said, I think it's DeAndre.
Anyway.
And
the loud
like,
one.
Yeah.
The loud one over here. Waylon. That's Way Willie.
Yeah, hi.
The one that's quiet and trying to edit and make sure that our headphones stay on. That's James LeRoy FM.
Wait, edit.
And the one that does everything is me.
Whoa.
Audio during show editing.
Everything me.
Whoa.
Someone's full of themselves.
Evergreen Fever. What is that about?
That is from the last
jungle
show
juice.
When we were talking about Jungle Evergreens. Juice and Jungle Fever.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, there are no pine trees in the forest.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, there is.
I don't remember Evergreen Fever, though. That's cute.
So apparently he's like a super fan and he's been going back and listening to a bunch of old shows.
Yes, which he does what many listeners do, which confuse the fuck out of all of us and our daily lives because I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, for instance, the tweet that just says, oh, ha, ha, that's me. Ha ha ha. Way Willie. It's DeAndre.
So I will say this. If you guys have to tweet us or anything, hashtag the episode number.
Yeah, or something.
Or something.
That'll help us out.
Because sometimes we'll get tweets and we're like, that was like literally 280 shows ago.
Right.
I have no idea.
208.
Or 80.
Oh. I was like 208 exactly.
I'm like,
then again, I guess if you read all of his tweets, he did start the posting with now listening to Foul Monkeys episode 467 Dirty Socks. Though none of that was in that episode though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was in there, Dirty Socks.
It was Dirty Socks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One thing he does bring
interesting.
Up when remember we were talking about the drink stuff?
Yeah, and how people get so confused why I order a vodka Coke.
Or shit like yeah, like or you know, shit like my Denver Bulldog.
Ugh.
Whatever. Anyway, he says, I get crap for gin, preferably Hendrick's gin, and cranberry with two limes. I don't find that weird. I actually would like to drink that.
I don't know what's weird about that.
I drink
at all.
Gin, milk, and cranberry together.
You do?
Yes, it's wonderful.
For real. Because the lime
you can't
is
even keep a straight
that,
face.
That lime is totally curdling that milk. What is the gin that Reggie brought?
New Amsterdam.
That actually was very tasty.
Amazing. Well, I don't like gin, so
I'm not a big fan of gin either.
He doesn't like gin either.
But mixed with Squirt, it didn't taste like gin.
Oh, Fresca.
Fresca.
Oh yeah, Squirt.
Fresca.
Oh yeah, I want a fucking Fresca.
Like, Fresca and Squirt. Any of those drinks remind me of just a bottle full of cum. If you look at it, it just looks like watered down cum. Yeah, it does.
Does your cum normally look like
cloudy
you know, green just, jello?
Well, it's not green.
In
it's
the bottle,
white
it
in
is.
The bottle.
No, in the bottle's green.
No, the bottle is green, but right. what's inside is white, creamy.
It goes from green cloudy to clear. Shit.
That's some pretty. You have some pretty liquidy people with spooge.
So that's the title of the show. Come
I'm
in a bottle.
Into it. Not that liquidy, because I think that's a problem.
No, that just means you.
Yeah, you don't need a towel.
Or I drink a lot of water.
It's you like, you don't need a towel at that point. Yeah. You need like
a lot of seminal fluid.
You need like a raincoat.
A bucket.
No, because that stuff isn't going to stick anywhere. That's not going to bead off.
Yeah.
Bead off.
Good one.
Just beat it.
It's like, it would be like, well, that's the only good thing.
Bees in it.
That's the only good thing about
jacking off?
About man leftovers when it's super thin like that. It's mm-hmm. like your personal natural like Rain-X. It just kind of runs away versus getting clumped.
Like runs off of you.
And kind
of
getting
and
clumped
into
one
place. And you can
almost
get away
place.
With just rubbing it in real quick and right, yeah. leaving.
Except well,
it's a good I lotion. Mean,
but when you went leaving. Someone has at the car all week.
I would never do anything in a car first.
No. So,
and then I left.
Yeah. Not just meaning you have more ability to go and come.
Yeah. No.
Because it's faster in a car getting there than it is in the train.
Yeah, but I would freak out trying to find the places. It's not worth it to me. I can just go home and whatever.
You got trying to places. You're like the king of Grindr and Growler and Scruff.
I don't have all that.
Oh.
I've had that off my phone for over a year now.
Wow. I'm shocked.
I'm not Josh.
I'm shocked you haven't brought it back just out of curiosity.
Oh, I would love to, but I just don't want to argue about it. Or...
It takes too long to re-download
Do you guys
it every
argue
day.
It?
Huh?
Do you guys argue about it?
No, it I would, just don't want to feel uncomfortable.
It would come up. It's kind of like if you saw it on my phone after we both have had it off. And
you know how Tony is.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little possessive.
He listens to the show.
No, not really much anymore. I think he got
is
tired
it
because
it's
it.
Not bilingual?
It's probably because we don't
Yo
talk
hablo
about,
español.
It's probably because we don't talk about him every show.
Right.
He got tired of waiting for it and it doesn't happen sometimes. And it's like
Josh.
Oh, shit. I listen to this.
Right.
No. That's different. He's just lazy.
He is.
He said he's on the show and people like it, and he still doesn't even listen to those episodes.
He's like a famous, he wants to be famous, but don't have to work for it. Like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, I was on that show. Yeah, you know me. And then if he's not mentioned, he's like, what is that show? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Or no, or it's like, you know, you're both actors and like, you know, he was in something. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that show, And I'm just like, oh, do you know my show? He's like, no.
What show?
Well, why not? Because I wasn't in it.
And I love the fact that he comes up to me and goes, have you ever heard of the podcast called Pod Cubs? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's so coincidental because they're like my friends on Facebook. And I'm like, really?
And then you also want to be like, why do you think they're your friends on Facebook?
Right.
Because they listen to our show.
Yeah.
Not because they like you.
Fucking idiot.
Well, they like how big of a whore you are.
Mm-hmm. I bet they would love for him to show up in Vegas.
Apparently, there may be a new Chicago gay movie podcast because someone at the Great Lake Bear membership appreciation party.
Say that three times fast.
Asked me if I was a part of that. I go, we talk about movies, but
you should have said yes. It's claimed you can't do it.
No,
mine.
He listens to them, and I go, no, we're Fat Monkeys. But apparently, he's a listener, already a listener.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, I'm part
of our show too.
Yeah.
Or this? Oh,
no. Apparently.
Well, hello, Strange Bear.
Because then I was
Chicago.
Like, well, have you ever looked at Fat Monkeys? Because no, I'm already a listener. Okay. Yeah, I said I have.
Do I know him?
Do I know him?
We've never, I think, all met him in person and talked about him, and I don't think he's ever communicated with us.
Well, congratulations for being a listener.
We can discuss.
I don't. I'm assuming you probably don't want to say his name.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you want to text it to us right now?
No. After the show, we'll talk about all of the identifying features that may help you get to
Harry. Bearded.
Harry Carey.
I'm a Harry Carey.
Bearded.
Okay. Please continue.
It's like, no.
Into leather?
Let's just move on.
Goes to Touche. Likes pizza.
I like sweat topping on my pizza.
Lord Jesus.
Movie podcast.
Movie podcast. That's it.
What was the name of it? Did he say?
No.
He doesn't want to be promoted on our show anyway.
Yes.
No. No, we have to be welcoming to the new ones so that we don't burn the relationship that
like
apparently
some
was...
others have.
Right, right, right.
Well, we're not that low class anyway, so.
Mm. Or that well known.
Right. We just have no class. We don't even have class enough to be low.
So you guys, I need to talk about this right now.
Oh God, what?
So.
Hashtag serious.
You know, serious.
Serious.
So today they announced that the post office will not be doing Saturday delivery after August 1st.
Yes, which is better than closing the doors.
Right. Well, I think all they need to do is go down to the Uptown post office and see why they're losing a bunch of fucking money. Because I went there to get my passport.
First
application.
Yes. What year first?
Is this the one that's just up on Lawrence?
Yes. The ghetto one.
Which is also known to lose people's packages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which, though, is a beautiful building.
Yeah, it was built in 1930 under Roosevelt.
It's
under
gorgeous.
It's wonderful.
The WPA.
But they're fucking lazy and they're ghetto. I have to tell you what happened.
Please.
Do
well,
it.
First of all, start with your original story, which cracks me up most, if that's not part of it.
What?
That you went, or is that part? Is that your story? Never mind. Let's tell your story, and I'm sorry.
God, shut
the
up.
The first
Leland.
Post office event? I think I talked about that.
Oh, yeah. The right? Well, oh, that was
on the
not,
show?
Oh, that was in the yeah. suburbs. No.
Well, it was at where Tony works.
Oh, okay.
It was off of Armitage and
I just love
Cicero
that story started with that one. You know, that you went when it was supposed to be open and the guy doesn't even
right.
work.
Well, the hours were 9 to 3 for passports on Saturdays, and then I go to the window to get help with the passport, and she said, oh, the person that does passports doesn't work on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
So I go to this post office in Uptown, and it's a huge building. I get in there. They don't start taking passports until 10. That's fine. I looked it up online. I got there at like 9:40. There's like, I don't know, 5 people in front of me. So the lady doesn't start until like 10:20 because she finally gets her till counted out and gets her computer started and puts away her lunch and combs her hair and whatever.
Gets her nails done.
Yeah. So I finally get to the window and she's talking to her next door neighbor window friend going, oh, girl, I went out last night and let me tell you, this guy was all over me and I was all up on it. I kept getting free drinks and I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? The girl she's talking to has a pair of Hello Kitty earmuffs on
while
working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
it'd be cold up in there.
It's like 75 degrees in this building. What the hell? And then she's just kept talking about it and talking about it. In the middle of her conversation, that's when she swore me in, like swore that the passport was me, the picture was me. I put all the correct information, all that stuff, and I do. And she goes, well, good luck to you. Bye. And then before I left, she was like, somebody needs to come over here to this window because I need to go on my lunch. You just got there at 10:20 working. Why are you going on lunch at like 11:15?
Oh my God, you've had such a bad experience. Mine was not that bad. I just literally had everything ready. I walked up.
I had everything ready.
I walked up and she watched. She looked at my ID. I signed and she, I didn't even do the oath thing.
Oh, they didn't do that?
No.
She made me take the oath.
She fucked around with you. She was like,
well,
like,
she made everybody
she goes,
do it that was in front of me.
She's like, look at this white boy. Watch this, Shaniqua. I'm going to get him.
Why's it got to be a black thing?
Yeah.
Because they're all black.
Well, yeah, they are.
Told you.
Okay. I've been there.
Told you.
Told you.
But that if they go to that post office, if they go to that post office, they will see why they make no fucking money. Because no one wants to go in there because there's no customer service. And it's just fucking stupid in there.
Mm-hmm.
They need to turn that building into like an apartment complex.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Which the building that's right across from Big Chicks, that huge mental hospital,
mm-hmm.
they're turning that into 130 condos.
Oh, nice. Are they going to be Section 8? I'm sure maybe the neighborhood.
I don't think so.
Sometimes they do a little.
That's kind of a nice, right there in that area, it's kind of nice. If you go down two blocks towards Wilson.
Oh.
you'll get shot. But the Sonic drive-thru is going to be there. It's going to be open.
Whoa.
Yeah, it just
opened. How did I not know there's a Sonic?
There's a Sonic here right down the road from me.
They're literally, like, for real, open a Sonic?
Yeah, do you know where the McDonald's is on the corner of Wilson and Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah. Across the street is the Sonic.
But shit.
It's
already open?
That's right by my school. Yeah.
I can go get Pebble Ice. I can go get Pebble Ice.
That's right by my school.
I can get a strawberry or a lemon berry slush. I'm so excited.
That's right by my school.
I know what you're...
I'd be driving up through them. Like, hey, give me two
drive
drinks.
By. And a drive-by.
I want my two triple
They have drink. Happy hour on Limeade.
From like 2 to 5, yes. Right? We are so excited for Sonic.
You are
so we are so fat.
Cool. You are...
But that's what I'm trying to say. I go to school. Right there.
You don't let us forget you go to school. We know.
In the ghetto.
But...
Right next to the Sonic.
Like those banana pudding, like...
Oh.
The shakes.
Oh, my God. So speaking about the ghetto, it's just side note. We got emails, like a couple emails now from school.
Chili on
not even two blocks away from the school. We got fucking eat. Oh my God, it's pissed me
Stop.
Off.
Stop. That's ew.
Ew. What is that?
Oh my God, I have to show you this other thing too.
Oh my God, I'm.
Not oh bad. My God, there's like four things to talk
know,
about.
Right?
This is so exciting.
Bam! Just because of Sonic. No, they sent an email out that said, the police are now investigating a shooting just at this corner and this corner, which is like two blocks away from the school. There's no need to worry about. There's no need to worry about your safety at the campus. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, bitch, that was two blocks away. How am I not supposed to be worried? Fuck this shit.
You need to take a cab to the train from the school,
which is like half a block.
Right. Well, you know, pay your $3
or do what he normally does when there's no plans. He just takes my car.
Right.
Since generally,
where do you park?
There's a free parking garage.
They have a parking garage.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yep. Yeah. Other thing before really quick, do you remember when we were driving home one day and I think we dropped somebody off, but we were driving up Sheridan. We passed that girl who's getting arrested.
Oh yeah, the hot fucking mess.
She was fucking crazy. And someone we passed by her and Waylon's like, she was on something and her eyes were like the size of half dollars. And they were just intense and big and her hair was like fucking crazy. Yeah,
she had YouTube eye and hair. Like those kind of the people that you only see on the videos that you get that get posted to YouTube.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. And he said that, and I looked at him with those eyes, and I go, "What are you talking about?"
It was a block away from your corner.
Yeah,
well,
from not, the shooting corner,
from the corner of your from Sheridan.
Oh, going south or north?
It was two blocks south of Argyle.
Yeah. That's a whole different area.
Yeah.
So yours.
I'm going to be excited about something. We're going to go back to Sonic.
Yes.
Because Sonic sells hot dogs with chili on it. And no one in the city sells hot dogs with chili in it.
Really?
I haven't found one. They all serve like have fucking cucumber, tomato, green shit.
Do you know what's funny? I'm like, I've seen it recently, but I think it was at a movie theater.
I'm not eating a hot dog from there with chili.
No. Never Sonic's always closed like a week after they open in Indiana. Like literally they all close. Like it's like someone said
all the ones in Lake unclosed.
That's
like,
just not I was gonna say that's just like, not in Indiana.
It was kinda like even in the rallies in several places I've lived where one just doesn't close. The whole fucking like town, like every single one of them goes away. But I love Sonic breakfast and those little tater tot round
all the
coin
room.
Things with the cheers and
You know what? I might have to get up extra early tomorrow
and
see.
Go get some.
Yeah. And I'll take a picture.
Do you want me to get you a towel to wipe up the cum that you just had?
No, because what you're going to do is tomorrow when you go to school, you're going to be bringing home Sonic.
And is it open?
He said it's open.
I think it's open. Last week it was supposed to open.
If you come home before 11, I want breakfast. And if you come home post 11, I want a hot dog with nacho cheese.
Like I'm just looking to see if it's open right now.
I can't believe there's a Sonic that close. I can't believe that there's actually going to be a drive-through place in the middle of the city, in the ghetto.
Josh told me it was almost. I haven't seen it, but Josh told me it was almost done.
I would expect maybe a Rally's, but really, people are going to be parking and like going out and waitresses and stuff. People,
what the shit is this? This is going to be our new. God, This is going to be the album art. This has to be. I looked up new Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on? Anyway, it's this redhead.
It's so big that it was on the Huffington Post.
Oh, shit. It says, you don't want to see the after. And it has this ginger, freckles and all, big ass fucking nose too, by the way, drinking a purple slushy. It's
ew.
The craziest.
Is that the before picture from Josh?
This says August 2013, but Josh told me it was almost open. Like it was all built, almost open.
Wait. First of all, are you basing...
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Information. What kind of credentials does Josh
have? It's on the Huffington Post.
Off of Josh.
Fast food chain has eye on Uptown for first in-city restaurant.
Eye on.
No, they do open. Because they have the signs up.
No, but I'm like, you eye just television. Took that it was already open by Josh. See?
Sonic chooses. Oh, okay, cool.
No, that's exciting. Now I'm sad that it's not actually open since Josh told you bad information.
Oh, they've been talking about this since 2011.
Yeah. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that August 13 probably makes sense. Also, it makes sense to open a Sonic in the summer since it's kind of a drive-in.
I wouldn't want to go there in the summer. You'll probably get shot.
I wouldn't necessarily want to park there during the winter. It's gonna be special though, anyway. They don't have a drive-through.
Though crime is less likely to happen
Sonic
in winter than in summer.
I thought that you had to park up in all of them.
No, they have a drive-through. You can go.
Oh,
through.
Nice,
have a
yeah. Nice.
But like, I cannot wait to get a banana pudding shake.
Oh my god,
those are so good.
They are so good.
Their tater tots are good. Their melts are good. Mm. Their hamburgers are good. It's all delicious. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That was a tweet from Oscar Mayer, because I have to tell you what happened to me.
That's another tweet.
Yep.
Wait, first, oh shit, someone's getting ghetto.
Why? Did you have a wiener whose first name was not O-S-C-A-R?
Oh no, I saw this picture. This shit's nasty. Tell it.
Now they're like, damn, they're like sending me messages. So I usually get deli meats at the deli counter, because I'm like, it's better quality. It's sometimes a little cheaper.
Well, it's usually more expensive, but I think it tastes better.
Right. Better service.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can find deals, you know, stuff. So, you know, I've been doing this couponing thing, right? So I had these coupons for the pulled pork carving board.
Which the commercials look fantastic.
They sure do. So, but it said any carving board product. So I was like, okay, well, let me get a ham because I'm the only one that can eat that. I'll get an oven roasted turkey, and then there was some other turkey. I can't remember.
Yes. Sorry, my bad.
So the ham's fine. I do, you know, I eat it. Everything's fine. And then I go to open up the turkey, and I'm like, what is on top of that package? So I take off the label, and I like rub it off. And it doesn't come off. And I'm like,
oh, you rubbed it off on the package.
What the hell?
Yeah, with his liquidy.
Inside the unopened turkey package is this.
Big old black hair.
Big old black human hair. Curly as shit.
Oh, I saw it. You know that's someone's pube.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I showed Tony. I was like, Tony, can you believe this? There is, like... It's not even like, oh, let's hide under the ham or under the turkey. It's like straight up stuck.
And and you've not taken off the packaging yet.
No.
Like it is literally like you're looking through
the
like window package and you see Curly Q.
Yes. Ooh. It's sealed. I haven't even opened it. I instantly like just normally hair and food doesn't bother me like at a restaurant or whatever. It's not usually a big thing for me.
Well, yeah, because you can, yeah, I agree.
You know, because it's just like pull it out and eat. But like this, how long has this hair been sitting on this meat? Who isn't wearing a hairnet? And why did this happen?
Okay. And first off, I think people are wearing hairnets. I'll put that out there.
Wait, you think that's a pube?
No.
If that's a pube.
You do like it bushy. No. I'm going to put this. I just, with hair nets, they're going to block most of the hair, but at the same time, you could have had hair on your shoulder from when it dropped off and it fell off.
But I get what he's saying, though. When you're in a restaurant and it's in there and it's just like something on top, that literally just fell off of someone's head. Mm-hmm. Still disgusting. I've had that moment of maybe I'll just take that chunk of mashed potatoes out. But this, you're right. This is a processed, prepackaged meat. It is probably a good 3-4 weeks old. Mm-hmm. And then it could be another week or two in your refrigerator. You could even freeze it. Like, no. That has been like introducing flavor
right
to that ham.
And like at a restaurant, if it's like in ranch dressing or something, I would probably not eat that. I would just say, you know, it looks gross. Mm-hmm. Can I have a different one? But like if it's on, I don't know, if it's just like on the plate or on something minor, I can just put off to the side. Yeah. Fine. This, no, ma'am. You can't take anything off the side because it's on all of it.
Mm-hmm. It's all up in it.
And now they're asking me for they say, sorry, we have extensive quality control programs that require all personnel to wear hair coverings in the processing areas. Really? To ensure our quality team can properly look into this, could you please send us the UPC and best when used by date? And we'd like to reimburse you for your purchase. Please send us a mailing address. Okay, well.
Very nice.
They're supposed to be $5.99, but I had, you know, this couponing thing and I only paid like $1.25 for it. But I'll be getting my $5.99.
No, because they're going to be... They're not.
They're totally listening to this episode, too.
Oh, yeah, like, they're all up on that.
No, bitch, no, you can't get all that money.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to give you a coupon, no matter how much it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're going to save that for the expensive day.
Right. So I'm like, maybe I'll stick to the deli counter for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of grossed out by it. But.
How is your couponing going?
Oh, my God. It.
So what are you doing? Because I want to start of sorts.
Oh my God, I'll show you.
But I'm not going to do what some of my other online friends are doing. And I'm like, I already buy my toilet paper in bulk from Costco. Mm-hmm. I do not need to buy.
But the rule of couponing is to buy small. So if you have 10 coupons for 4 small pieces of...
Oh, so you're not doing like extreme couponing.
Kinda. Because
there is nothing small about couponing. Of extreme couponing.
Well,
because the savings are so big.
No, I'm saying if you have 10 coupons for a 4-pack, that's, let's just say, 50 cent off. Mm-hmm. And then you're at a store that doubles coupons, which they don't do here in Chicago.
No, they don't.
You know, that's potentially $1 off for each one. And then if they have a buy one, get one free, you know, it starts to build up. But basically, I just take the coupons out of the paper. I join some other websites that tell you about coupons that are out that you can print.
Like coupon.com?
Yeah, coupon.com, TipSource.
Do you do Coupon Resources? Susie?
No, I do Coupon Mom and Hip to Save. And Hip to Save is how I found out about the payway thing.
Oh.
But the last week I went to Dominic's and I got $80 worth of groceries and I only paid $29.
Nice.
Which is nice. 61% savings.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I got a lot of food. And then today, like, I don't want to...
Well,
anyway.
Dominic's at least matches as well. So if they internal deals and it's a competitor, they match. That's nice.
Well, Mariano's does double coupons on Wednesdays, but only 5 coupons.
Where's the Mariano's? It's close to you.
There's not one close to me. It's the closest one would be where I used to live.
I've never heard of the place.
Oh, okay. It's the new place that's going across the street from the Crown Plaza that's at...
I think it's open now.
The last time we were there, it wasn't...
But they're building another one right there on Ashland and Webster. You know where the movie theaters are?
Yeah.
They're expensive.
They are expensive. However, the thing is...
They're clean.
And their quality of products is very high. Mm. There's this huge... Like, a few months back, there's a huge news report about grocery stores like Dominic's and Meijer and stuff like that here in the city that... and Jewel. Don't fucking forget about Jewel. They're talking about how their quality just sucks and their service is just shit.
I think Dominic's has good service and they do products are good.
But they're a little bit more pricier.
Yes.
But I got better deals there.
Right. And I prefer Dominic's over Jewel, especially the Jewel that's right here next to us. I hate this Jewel. You go over
the gay
there.
Jewel.
This Jewel right here.
Yeah, the gay one.
Yeah.
All the gays get you.
Yeah.
The setup is wonky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You walk in right into the onion stand. You know, like,
but their produce actually is not as nice. I mean, I do like Dominic's because they've got some great produce.
Mm-hmm. At least the one that's on Foster and Sheridan.
The Dominic's by my house, that one's nice.
That's where we go.
That one's really nice. Yes.
The fucking Jewel by your house, that's on closer to, like, on the way here.
On Broadway
and Bryn Mawr. Mm-hmm. That one's fucking scary because the people up in there.
But you know what you can do there?
Crazy.
You can renew your license plates. Your license. You can do pretty much anything. Buy everything there. I was like, you telling me I don't have to go back to that horrible place out there again that's never open during normal people hours? Yes, your Jewel. You can buy all that shit.
I really wish Publix was here in the city.
Yeah,
because
we had Cubs up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And we used to have them in Indiana, but then they all closed when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Jason, my best friend, still talks about how much he loved Cub foods.
The store's great. It's clean. And I used to work for them, but I almost want to drive to Indiana just so I could do double coupons at Kroger.
Yeah.
Or whatever store is out there that allow it.
They have a Kroger.
Yeah. It's good during wintertime because then you don't have to worry about bringing an ice chest. Mm.
It's only like a 45-minute drive if you go.
I don't think not after clock. But you'd be Kroger saving on gas. Has some really good deals.
First of all, let me tell you though, if you go to Maryville, Indiana, go for the grocery shopping, I can point you towards a houseware place where they have it's like Big Lots for like houseware. Old Time Pottery. So you can get like Pottery Barn plates.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
For like 50 cents or a dollar each.
Oh. It's amazing.
That's where we buy our wine glasses.
Do you love it?
Do you remember? Don't be talking about that. Do you remember True Value?
I love how he's laughing himself. Like what? He's like one of those Muppet dogs. Like his ears are kind of like. He's like shaking up and down. Yeah, fuck you.
Do you know what the True Value is?
True Value?
Yeah, True Value.
That's a hardware store.
Yeah. Setup wise and feel wise with how they display some of their stuff, I am reminded of True Value, but it's kind of like mixed with Bed Bath and Beyond.
They got shitty shit and, there, but yeah. It's just so like it's where we buy our bulk wine glasses. You can buy them by the case for like less than $20.
Yeah,
how many wine glasses do you need?
Well, every time you fucking break shit.
No.
Every time you have Josh over.
No,
he just stains our shit.
Well, he dropped a whole bottle of wine last weekend. Wasn't even open.
Well, come on though.
And busted it.
My first time at your house.
At my house.
Remember at your housewarming? I broke a glass too.
Wine? No, this wasn't a glass. This was a whole bottle of wine sprayed all over the walls.
Oh my God.
And you know what he did? Oh. What do I do?
No, we have so many parties and people over that...
Because we're so popular and everybody likes us.
Not really.
Do you want to keep coming over?
I haven't been invited.
Out of all people to say that you're not invited, bitch. You can't be invited to everything.
Why not?
Because maybe some of our friends
are you embarrassed
of you.
By me?
No, maybe they are
they're
embarrassed
scared
by
of
you.
Me.
Maybe they're scared of you. The drag queens, maybe they're scared of you. The other lesbians.
They don't even talk to me. They hate me.
It's because
you're not friendly.
You.
You're giving.
Anyway,
you sit over here during Drag Race. I'm Ricky. I don't like.
I was tired last week.
I have about 24 wine glasses. Okay. I have like two cases.
Oh, okay.
One we have in there just because I also want to do some wine tasting and stuff. So you have them and you can keep them in a box and you put them in your closet and only pull them out when you need them.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Adam was talking to me about a Living Social deal that they have right now. It's called like Wine for Charity or whatever. And it's $60 and they come to your house for a 2-hour wine tasting.
Oh, I've seen that. I've always thought about looking into it.
And he was going to ask everybody to if they want to chip in.
We're in.
And then I said, you should ask Brad and Waylon if they'll host it at their house.
We could totally. We do have a large enough table, though, but
beep.
Understandably.
That just... Oh, so difficult. I just got to move on.
I don't understand what happened.
You shouldn't.
We're at...
We got time for us to go anyway. And we do have a phone call that... We have two phone calls.
We're at what?
That was a lot of fingers. No, we don't have to do them now, but we are going to get to them.
We have an iTunes review to read.
We are going to get to them.
Okay, let's do one phone call because it pertains to something from last show.
Okay.
And this one's from Donna Sugar, and it talks about...
Where's the theme song?
I'm fucking setting this shit up for Waylon to do the layup and the dunk. So anyway, Donna Sugar talks about a cocktail that she drinks, and people find it weird, but...
I'm talking about her theme song, not the phone call theme song.
It's because I'm trying to do two things at once.
Somebody hates that. That's a listener to the show. They can't fucking stand it.
That was
okay. Well, first of all,
that was the three times that we said her name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because that was annoying. I understand.
All right.
So you do this.
Ring-a-ling a ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call. Fucking Donna.
Hello, darlings. Oh, it's Donna Sugars. I'm just calling in to spread some of my love around. And after hearing to this last show about you guys talking about semen and dirty socks, oh, not what I meant. Oh, darlings. You guys were talking about cocktails, darlings. I love a cocktail. And the one that people always found really weird was I used to do, and I adore it, champagne and pomegranate juice. It's not as popular out here as it is in some areas, because some areas it's typical. But I've gotten so many people hooked on it. Plus, if you really want to get fucked up drunk, girl, you take Palma granite liqueur. The brand is Palma, and put that in with champagne. Oh, girl, you get so hammered. Oh, girl.
That does sound really good.
Love me a champagne cocktail. So,
You would love the Ashley Taney's then at the call, so come see us.
It's calling in to say I love you. Mwah! Oh, and so you know, in less than a month, I'm going to be in New York City, okay? Big Bitch is coming to the city, so y'all might want to think about taking a weekend trip, get on a train, and come meet my ass in New York, okay? I know that you people are all like 10 minutes from each other, okay? Get on a train, girl. Okay. Kisses. Mwah, bye.
I love that we're 10 minutes away from New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
And no, we're not, and we are definitely not, we're over halfway. But couldn't you have stopped here and like for a layover? We could have found you some
for like
DP.
A day or something.
Oh, we totally would have found you some DP.
Oh, touche. We could have taken her there.
No, I would have.
Jackhammer.
No, I would have gotten somewhere nice for her.
Manhandler?
Yeah.
No, Steamworks. I would love.
We're going to get a $5 discount if you're a bear member.
It's very clean. Mm-hmm. So I hear. Mm-hmm.
So he hears.
Smells like bleach, but it's actually
poppers.
Poppers.
I would love to be able to just make it to...
I love mouthing words.
Side note. There's been lots of talk about him the other day because apparently he lives... not even a block away, the end of our alley.
I don't know if he does or not.
Exciting. Rumor, I think it's
is.
True.
And if it is, cracks me up!
Rumor has it.
Ooh.
That should be every time.
every time we voice his name or mouth.
No, not him. Every time there's any kind of
Rumor has it.
No, anyway, I would love to be able to just go to New York for the weekend.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
Except it's too expensive because
the train would be take forever though.
Well, the train would take at least a day.
It's 14 hours.
Yeah.
It's too long.
So, I mean, even if we left right after work, it's still like afternoon almost time, morning time, right when we get to New York City.
They have daily inexpensive flights to JFK from here.
They're not inexpensive.
Well, it depends on when you look.
Well, she's coming on a weekend.
Donna, can you email us these dates and we will look and see?
No, I can't afford no trip.
I'm going to Vegas in November or September. I'm going to Europe in November. I have a cruise I need to pay for
that's
April.
Right. And we just canceled our Barcelona trip because we're poor.
Wait. Where's the sad trombone?
Jason did ask if we were going to have a... Jason did ask if we were going to have a moment of silence for us not going on the cruise today.
Do you want to have one right now for him?
Right now.
Okay, that's good. All right, we got
to
go.
Yeah, before we go to Pride 48, look at Joey's post. We'll talk about it on the next show. But there is kind of a non-Pride 48 special on Rooms that's probably going to be better than the special on Room, but I'm not going to go into it right now. Read it. It's interesting. You all should come.
Big news. Then go to FileMonkeys.com.
Big news. Excalibur.
Is that big news?
We're at Excalibur, not Luxor anymore.
Is that big news? Because...
Well, it's
that hotel
a change.
Is smokely. Smokely.
First of all, way to not excite our listeners to go.
Woo! Can't wait,
girls. Like it. Oh, girl, get into it.
You're so eloquent.
Ooh, that means we can have chicken fingers every day.
We can because that's where they. No.
Yeah, they were.
No,
they are in the pyramid.
Yes.
We can still go in the Luxor. Fuck that.
God damn it.
God, those were so good.
They are
we need to go out
and get a sauce.
This is Found Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
This is James O'Reilly.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Listen to us next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Testing, testing, hello.
This boy is a bottom.
Both. Shit, girl.
This boy is a bottom.
Bottom.
Wilhelm kind of has a somewhat good voice, I think.
Oh,
I was surprised.
Okay. After taking the medication Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella, press one now.
I thought
that's one of our calls.
I thought he did a decent job even on the Chick-fil-A one.
Mm-hmm.
But I would